Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, this is The Last Laugh. I'm Matt Wilstein from The Daily Beast, and I have a little extra something special for you today. I just got finished taping a really fun episode with comedian and Daily Show contributor Lewis Black. But before we put the whole thing up next week, I wanted to share his instant reaction to that insane first debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Unsurprisingly, Lewis had a lot to say.
I don't mean to be a prick about this.
No, seriously. Not at all. I'm very happy that you're doing this, and I'm excited to talk to you, especially the morning after this debate, which I feel like I have to get your perspective on. I have to know what you thought about this insanity that happened last night.
What happened last night is unconscionable on so many levels. It's a debate, okay? There are rules to a debate, right? It wouldn't have been hard to do this. There's adults there. Every so often, I've regretted in my life not having children from time to time, but basically, I feel like I made that choice and I've lived with that choice and it isn't something that undermines me. But nights like that, watching that debate, and if I was sitting with children and having to explain what they were seeing, I would lose my mind. I needed to sit by myself and bellow at the top of my lungs. They're my age. Chris Wallace, I don't know how old he is. We did better debates in high school, okay? I mean, I'm sure that in places like rural Minnesota, they did debates over fishing right that were better run like 10th graders. Did Chris Wallace?
I don't think that Chris Wallace did the job. You know, look, he went to high school, okay? He knows what a debate is about, okay? There's no mute button, seriously? That they don't stop the debate immediately when the first outburst occurs? Not that then it becomes news about how many times who led to what outbursts? You set the rules at the very beginning. Come on.
Yeah, but what do you think Chris Wallace, you think there's something Chris Wallace could have done to get Trump under control?
Yeah, he could have stood up and said, I will not tolerate this. What he said 2/3 of the way through the debate should have been said at the very beginning of the debate. I watch people today sitting in, you're watching a variety of news shows, whatever they are now. They're not news shows, they're whatever. But in each one, there was a discussion of the sitting with the children and having to, and kind of having to deal with is this the way it is? It was never like
that. Yeah, I think Stephen Colbert said last night, for Pete's sake, children watch this.
And I've said it for a long time. I've said it from the very beginning. I said it from the first time they allowed the leader to say the things that he was saying and that it was considered acceptable. And it was acceptable for adults, okay? Not acceptable for me to put that out. If I put that out on some of the stuff that he said, unacceptable.
Yeah, it feels like the last 4 years were all leading up to that moment last night. It was pretty scary.
It was. It boggles the mind. Look, here's how old I am. What's his name? The attorney, the one that was so awful. He started with Joe McCarthy, and it was kind of one of Trump's.
Roy Cohn.
Roy Cohn, the leader's, when he was a private citizen, his mentor.
Yes.
And Roy Cohn's career began in part with the Joe McCarthy, which I indelibly kind of imprinted on a very subtle level on my probably 4 or 5 year old brain, because the Army McCarthy hearings was on TV. My mother watched it every day, and so we didn't go outside. and I kind of vaguely remember it. And then I pursued it because I was kind of fascinated by it. I'd read enough about it through high school. And by the time I was in college, I wrote one of the few substantial papers I wrote, because I was a theater major. So you weren't writing substantial papers much of the time, was about that. And his compulsive lying, McCarthy's, you know, there are 375 communists. I have a sheet here. It says there's 500 communists. Nobody said anything. This crap occurs over and over and over again in the history of this country. And he throws this out, and it took Welch, a lawyer, after he was attacked by McCarthy, basically of being gay, homosexual, I guess was the word used at the time, coming from Roy Cohn, I gather, from what I've been able to gather, his information, because Roy Cohn was
So I forget the line, but the line that Welch,
have you no decency, sir?
Have you no decency? I have waited 4 years for that to be spoken. 4 years of my life I've waited for somebody at some point. And I was hoping last night when, not the first time when he talked about his son, the second time, that I thought that would be a point to turn to him, to say something to the equivalent of that. This is my child. I do not speak of your children.
The closest we got was, will you shut up, man?
Yeah.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that little preview of next week's episode with Lewis Black. Please make sure you are subscribed to this feed so you can hear our full conversation when it goes up next Tuesday, October 6th. See you then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.